This is Norman Kissinger for Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries, and I want to read just a couple of verses out of Luke chapter 10. We're going to go over to Luke chapter 10, verse 29, and it says, Jesus here is talking to a lawyer who was asking what he needed to do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus told him basically to keep the commandments. And he says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered rightly, do this and you will live. So then the ruler who was talking here, who was said these words here. These are interesting in the book of Luke. It says, and he said, but he, the lawyer, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? And then Jesus launches into the story of the Good Samaritan to show that the people we are to love our neighbor as ourselves is anybody out there who is in need, or pretty much anyone, regardless of how the world looks at them, their circumstances, who they are as an individual, and you know, anything about their lives, that we're to be kind to everyone. But I thought a lot, for some reason, this phrase here, wanting to justify himself, has come up in my mind over and over again. And if you're involved in ministry, then you'll find that there are times when you are having to give counsel to people. And the reason that this has been on my mind a lot has been because doing lots of counseling, I find that people today very much are living with this form of self-righteousness and self-judgment, where they are the measure of whether or not their behavior is acceptable to them and the world around them. In these modern humanistic times, everyone is measuring his own behavior and deciding whether or not it is justified or not justified. And I find that everyone is very much across the culture is basically wanting to justify themselves. And you could read the stories of anybody from the from Hollywood, or anybody who's in the magazines, and regardless of what their behavior has been, no matter what they have done, they are attempting to try to justify their life and find good, or even sometimes make themselves out to be victims for things that the Bible would say is just outright evil. And so this lawyer here was attempting to do the same thing. He had obviously not loved his neighbor as himself, and he obviously had not loved God with all of his heart and soul and mind and body and with all of himself. So he was willing to justify himself to try to see where the boundaries were of who he was responsible to treat as a neighbor. And then the Lord, of course, gives his famous parable here of the Good Samaritan, that the Good Samaritan who was hated, Samaritans who were hated by the Jews, was showing that he was a good neighbor to this man who had been probably a Jew, who had been injured and beat up and robbed. But the phrase there, wanting to justify himself, is just stuck in my mind as a way we're looking for a way to justify our lives and how we're living so that we don't have to feel bad about who we are, and so that we can stay in control, because it's really an issue of control. And so one of the things that I see in the culture and in counseling people, and often in counseling mostly kids, that I see in the world around us is this idea that we no longer look to God, to the principles of God's word, to our relationship with Christ, in order to judge whether or not our behavior is right or wrong. We've become a nation that looks only to the our own wisdom of whether or not we believe that we're doing right or wrong, and that's all we use to justify ourselves and to pronounce ourselves to be good in God's sight. But the Bible, of course, very, very clearly says this is wrong. Our justification for all of our sin, of course, comes from Christ. And without his justification on our lives and him justifying us, we are lost, eternally lost. And we have no hope. But beyond that, in our day-to-day walk, we need to be using the principles of God's word in order to judge whether or not every thought or our behaviors or our attitudes are pleasing to God. And we are not to be looking in and of ourselves to find justification for who we are and what we're doing. And that's why we need to use God's word and understand God's word to find out what is right and what is wrong. And so may we as believers especially not be willing to justify ourselves, but be looking to Christ to be our justification and God's word to be our guide in what is right or wrong as far as behavior, and measuring ourselves based on that standard rather than arbitrarily picking our own standard of righteousness. So I think that you'll find that as you do counseling of people, in any kind of ministry, which you will definitely do counseling and mentoring, that you may have to deal with this issue with people before you can help them in getting them to see that the Bible is the standard of God's word, not their own opinion of whether or not they're in a right state with God or their behavior is righteous before God. Because at one time that would have been somewhat of a given, even among people who are lost. But today, everybody considers themselves the master of their own fate and the pilot of their own ship. And they do not have to look to anybody else, including the Bible or God, to decide whether or not behavior is right or wrong. And so we must fight against this trend here so that we can help people in a positive way. And we must be willing to stand up for truth even in this area here so that we can give people the gospel and give them the help that they need to change their lives in a way that would be pleasing to God. This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming Time Brothers Ministries. Be sure and watch my brother's daily devotions and listen to him on different sites that we're on. God bless you. You just have a great week.